What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University here on this Saturday, May 30th, 2026. Appreciate y'all for checking out this episode of this podcast. Yes, I know I did not. I did record day two of the regional meet for track and field. That did not come out yesterday. Instead, it was Football Friday, so I had episode dedicated football already out yesterday. We might rewind back to that, or I'm just going to mention this on here on this episode because we had three more individuals plus a relay team going. Let's say punching their ticket to the NCAA national championships, and that will include also Aaliyah Lindsay. She's also going to the NCAA National Championships as well. That was from day two of podcast. I'm going to just throw the spoiler alert out there now to be on the safe side of that. But yeah, man. Yeah, guys. Three K-State men's triple jumpers. Again, keep hammering this home to you guys. It has been, field events have been the strength of this squad. And we got a relay team. Yes, sir. The 4x4 going to the NCAA, going to the national championships there. The relay team finished into the top 12. We'll see where they exactly finish here in a few moments here. So this again, for those of you new to the podcast, the K-State men's women's track and field team are represented 27 athletes in, I believe, three relay teams. Went down to Fayetteville, Arkansas for the NCAA West preliminaries there. And these three guys right here, Selma Bahu, Apollos Edwards, Aaron Anton, getting in to the national championships there. And Selma Bahu, a sophomore, led the way, finishing second. A personal best, a PR. 54 feet. Oh, that we don't want to do that now. 8 3/4 there. PR by 2 inches. Edwards, a senior, finished third. So K-State finished 2-3 in. Oh boy. what we see? Hold on. Yeah, in the triple jump. I want to get this right because there was a couple guys got in the long jump to the national championships there. We talked about that. Not yesterday, on yesterday's show, but the previous day on the show there as well. So I want to get that right there. So Edwards, 54 feet, 7.5. Also PR yesterday. Junior Aaron Anton, a junior, punched his ticket to his national championships with a jump of 53 feet, 3 3/4 there. Now, I don't know. Yep, he finished ninth. So that put him. Gave him the ticket to the national championships there as well as I continue to stumble on national championships. The Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things kids sports. Eddie Greer here on this rainy Saturday here in the KC metro area here, May 30th, 2026. Appreciate y'all for hanging out with us here. And again, you're new to the podcast. You like what you're hearing. I know. Hey, we're coming to the end of the close of the athletic calendar year of 2025-26. I'm going to keep saying that because track and field will bring us home. So it's not over yet because we have several athletes from the track and field team at K-State going to nationals. And again, we will continue to follow these because we're all things K-State sports. We're going to continue to follow the story there as well. And the Kansas State men 4x4 punched their ticket to the national championships for the second time in 3 years, finishing. Hey, at this point, you want to, in the postseason, you want to get it done. Just getting in here, 12th, I believe I read before coming in here on this mic here for a few minutes. And Kate, you had to be in the top 12 or whatever to get into the national championships. Well, they did that. 305, 4x4, yes, sir. By Musa Nikoski, Cyrus Waves, Heath Grant, and Ned Menlock got the job done. And this relay now is ninth all time in the outdoor history books there as well. So there's that. And then unfortunately, Tavon Underwood finished 18th in the 400 yesterday at a 45.9. You finished 8th. That 45 is a fast-ass time. I would know that. Okay? But 18, that's wild. That is absolutely wild there as well. So that's unfortunate there. 4x1 ran a 39.9 yesterday. I don't know. That was good enough for 20. That's crazy. Woo! That's so hard. It's so tough. These sprints, 100, 200, 400, 800, mile. That's why it's so tough. The competition is so rugged. No matter you're in the Midwest, Big 12, SEC, state of Florida, Texas, whatever that is, it is just grind. We're going to have to grind again next weekend. We're going to get what we're going to get. If we're going to make that statement that we're going to get, I'm talking about myself next week. We'll talk about it a little bit next week there. Yours truly, we in action a week from today. It'd be under light. Well, not necessarily under light. It's still going to be sunny out. So the sun's going to be out. So that I think that's going to be a fact. Well, humidity and all that other stuff. But whatever it is, what it is at this point, yours truly is ready to go. Cannot be more excited for the KC, the 2026 version of the KC Metro Mile. At this point now, hey, see what happens. So we're going to grind this thing out. And hey, I'm gonna put this at a cliffhanger. I recorded the preview for the Metro Mile yesterday. That's going to come out. By the way, yes, that's the ET3 pod, by the way. The 3Y podcast. That's my other podcast. Go check that out. ET3 podcast. Go check that out. That episode will drop Thursday. This upcoming Thursday. So you want to know what's going on. I might even talk. We'll probably end up crossing it over on this podcast. Cause I know we have some K-State fans. It's plus some running folk out there in Manhattan want to know what's going on over here with me. So we might got some for these boys. I'm gonna just be straight up with y'all this morning. I just got done getting drenched in this rain. This feels like football weather, baby. So, man. At this point, hey, it's men among boys, baby. We'll see what we got in store for these boys next weekend, next Saturday night. at Rockhurst High School. But anyway, let's finish this up real quick before we let y'all go. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. The 4x1, 21st, before I run off the rails a little bit. James Inou, Cyrus Reyes had a busy day yesterday doing both these relays, which that's the best thing right there. Cor de Kunga and Jack Guttridge there as well. So I'm not actually going to. Yeah, we're not going to. Because, yeah, Alan Hanna was in high jump yesterday, 31st. Ricardo Hales, 25th in the discus throw. Gary Moore Jr., nothing there. So, that's that as well. So, yeah, man. So more K-State athletes getting their tickets to the NCAA National Championships. Finally, we got it right. That was the smoothest we can get here. So there's that. But yeah, man, could not be excited for those individuals. And so far, during this weekend for K-State, at least on the women's side, I mentioned Aaliyah Lindsay getting in. Now I don't have my notes from yesterday. But Aaliyah Lindsay getting her ticket to the national championships. And oh, by the way, that should be in California. It's either California or Oregon. I don't have that information right now to you, but that will come out at some point because we're going to obviously be following the K-State track and field team all the way through. So there's that. But yeah, could not be more excited for those individuals. So we'll see what happens in day number 3 coming up later on here. Well, not here, but down there in Fayetteville, Arkansas. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all this K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily, which is Cord K-State content. You know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, Purple Project Podcast, same feed as the 3Y Podcast, EG3 Podcast, whatever it is there as well. So again, appreciate y'all again for listening to this podcast again. And again, countdown to 2026 fall sports, including new head coach Colin Klein in the football season. The countdown is on September 5th against Nichols at 6. And we posted an episode on the football team yesterday. So go check that out on Football Friday. And another reminder, from here on, again, Lord willing, throughout the rest of the year, because football's going to be going on, we're going to be posting an episode on football. And once the season starts, WWE preview, like we did, we pretty much did like we did last year. Obviously, reaction after every football game, and really every K-State athletic event, because that's what this podcast is big on, right? But we're coming up with content there as well. So definitely make sure you are subscribed. If you have not already, subscribe to this podcast and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports with Cats.